Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
All right, let's go right to him. Dave Wanstead, NFL and college football analyst for Fox. Dave, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. Yes, was up a little later than I anticipated last night watching that Steeler-Raven game.
But oh, wow, it was a good one.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, it Ravens just got to make the same old story, make a first down at the end of the game, and it's over, you know?
Right.
I mean, but they're a good team. I'm just looking here as we're talking. You know, the Ravens really – and you start talking about the playoffs and you know, wild card and stuff, you know, they really have the best finishing schedule. I mean, they really do. I mean, I think they could be the number six seed. I mean, they everybody's talking about the Bills, but I don't like the Bills' finishing schedule. Miami twice in New England, you know?
Well, Dave, I tell you what, yesterday I think one thing we all agree on, that was a fun day to watch. What great finishes across the NFL. It was a day that the NFL really needed. They had a bunch of really good football games, close games, and some great finishes, including a couple of overtime games. I got to ask you right off the bat, though, that snow game, there had to be 6-7 inches of snow on that field in Buffalo. Did you ever catch that up there at all?
I did. Do you remember the one time that we actually got beat? We had the lead. Ricky Williams ran for about 200 and some yards.
We had
a lead at the halftime, and I found out afterwards, actually when I was up there coaching, and a storm came in. Now, we had no advance notice that this thing was coming or it was coming off the lake or, you know, and it was snowing so hard the second half. If you remember,
It
was coming sideways, and the wind was blowing about 30 miles an hour, and they had taken the wind. We had the wind in our face the whole second half, and then we find out obviously that, you know, they got the radar systems and they were anticipating it, and we weren't, one of those deals, and they end up winning the game, but it was. So yes, to answer your question, I have been through those up at Buffalo, and that was it's fun afterwards if you win. Trust me, you know.
Hey Dave, you know the crazy thing is, I do remember that game. We were up high, and we were going, "Oh no, look at what's coming!" We were up high enough we could see that this storm was coming. Those guys going, "Oh, this is a big one coming in," and I'm like, "Oh no."
Well, I could not see. All I remember was I could not see across the field because the wind was blowing so hard and it was snowing so hard. You couldn't see the guys on the other sideline. Oh, yeah, it was a great day. You know?
I remember a Ricky Williams highlight from that game when he's running downfield on the sideline and Jamie Nails was about 30 yards downfield also blocking for him. I remember
that's
that.
That's right, big Jamie Nails.
Like it was, like it was anything
Nails
at that point. That's right. Coach,
Jamie
all right.
Nails.
I want to jump into something, too, because it looks like the NFC, the top of the NFC, it's possible the Philadelphia Eagles have lost their quarterback. I don't know for how long. I don't know if it's the rest of the season, if it's one or two games. But how much does that change the NFC on top for you?
Well, it does. You know, I didn't realize this statistic. I'm listening last night, and apparently the last time that Foles came in when Michael Vick was a starting quarterback at the Eagles, and you can check this later, he gets hurt and Foles comes in and takes over at quarterback. And I believe the number they said was 8-2. He went as a starter, coming in and filling in for Michael Vick. So if that's the case, they're a good enough team. You know, and he's an athlete. We know that. He can run. They run a little bit of that quarterback read stuff. He's not as good an athlete as Wentz. He's not as good a quarterback as Wentz. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is the guy's got experience. They trust him up there. They've got an excellent defense. They've got receivers making plays. They've got a couple good backs. You know, so does it hurt them? Yes, it does. There's no question about that. But they're still in the mix, and I think they could still end up winning this thing at the end of the day. You know, I mean, I don't know. This is going to be real interesting to follow and once we find out how bad the injury is.
All right, I want you to be honest. We got a Monday night football game here tonight. You know the Patriots are coming to town. They know that Pittsburgh held on to win last night. They don't have Gronk, and they play each other next week. Any chance Patriots look ahead a little bit going, oh, that's going to be a huge game next week, or they zoned in completely on this game, what will be their mental approach tonight?
No, they'll be zoned in on the game, but they were watching the game last night. I mean, you know, there's no, you know what I'm saying? There's no question about that. So hey, looking at it this way, they stayed up late. The game wasn't over till 12 o'clock or 12:30, right?
But they don't play till late. They got plenty of sleep.
Still, you know what I mean? It forced them to stay up. I think they'll be focused, you know what I mean? But just because of all the talk of that on TV and within the media, you know, it's there. But if anybody does a good job of tuning out the elevator music, as we say, Bill Belichick does, and Tom Brady is the leader of that group. So they'll be focused. I mean, they'll be ready to go. They could start off a little slow maybe, but, you know, it won't take long once they get into the game. You know, they know what's on the line, that's for sure.
By the way, a win tonight for New England clinches the AFC East. So I'm sure they want to get this over with tonight if they could win this game tonight.
Yes, oh, absolutely. No, there is no question as far as their focus and their motivation and everything that's on the line for them. So this is a very, very important game for them.
Even though they play next week, Pittsburgh and New England, familiar foes on top of the AFC once again. We're seeing the same faces up there as the 1 and the 2 seed. This doesn't surprise you at all, does it, Coach?
It doesn't. I mean, I think we talked last week, you know, the NFC right now is really bunched up, you know, as far once you get by Philadelphia and you know, and the Rams probably, but you know, the AFC, it's pretty clear cut. I said this on the NFL show I do it on Sunday for Fox. You know, Pittsburgh is, you know, they've got in my mind, they got the best offense in the National Football League right now. I mean, those guys, it's sick. You know, I mean, it truly is. And I think you got to put the field goal kicker in there with him. I mean, he's won what, 4 games?
Yeah.
3 out of 4.
How crazy
four
is
games
that?
In a row, walk off field goals at the end. And these aren't chip shots. I mean, he's kicking 45-yard field goals at night in the cold, in the wind up there in Pittsburgh. So that's not easy to do. We all know that. But yeah, these are the two best teams in the AFC but it's Kansas City comes up big. I like Kansas City and the Chargers. You know, the Ravens, as bad a loss as that, you know, you look at their finishing schedule, you know, they play Cleveland, they play Cincinnati, and I think it's the 49ers. They play 3 teams with losing records. So the Ravens still can win out and get in the playoffs as a wild card. If they win out, they're in. So they're in contention. It's, it'll be interesting. Buffalo, with that win yesterday for Buffalo, they're sitting there with 7 wins, which they haven't had in a long time. And, you know, I don't like their schedule, but they're talking possible playoffs. So it's going to be a great finish. It really is.
Dave, I want to ask you about the Quentin Jefferson situation. He's coming off the field in Jacksonville, and a couple of beers go flying, and he decides he's going to confront them all, and then here come more drunks to up to the side. I don't know if you saw the video. They're throwing – he probably had 4 or 5 beers thrown at him. And look, by the way, expensive beers. I think they're like 10 to 15 bucks a pop, but they're throwing them at him, and he almost goes in the stand except for one big guy pulls him down, and he did him a favor because it would have cost him a lot of money. Have you ever gone through that, Dave, with your players? Because guys get stuff thrown at them coming off the field on the road. It happens a lot.
Yeah, it does, and boy, you know, you can't win that battle, right? What are you going to do? I mean, you know, you're right. I don't know what kind of started that thing. I guess the fight on the field, something with Michael Bennett at the end of the game, he took somebody's knees out or something. You know what I mean? So, to me, Seattle came unglued they knew they needed to win that game. You know, they had won three out of four, Seattle did, coming into that game. They felt like, you know, in fact, I was pumping them up yesterday on the show. I felt like that they really had got it together, figured out how to win without Sherman and Cam Chancellor and so forth. And then it comes unglued for them against Jacksonville. And people still have a tough time. We all fall into that trap. When you say Jacksonville and Blake Bortles, you just have a tough time saying that they could be a division winner, you know what I mean, or a playoff team. And that is what I think that Seattle fell into. They did not give Jacksonville enough credit for the type of team that they are. And all of a sudden you look up and you're losing and everything comes unglued. But a bad scene, yes.
Dave, I think you called it a couple weeks back here on Monday morning with us, Baker Mayfield with the Heisman Trophy, and he's going to be the front runner, and he did win it. That's another non-surprise to you over the weekend, right?
Yeah, it was. It was. He's, you know, Oklahoma, you know, and they're number two seed in the college football playoff, but they've got an average defense. If you have someone pull up their stats defensively, where they're at in the conference, in the Big 12 conference and nationally, they're very, very average. And I say this because the Heisman Trophy is an award that symbolizes a player that does the most for his team's success. And here they are in the playoffs, you know, ranked number two in the playoffs, and it all comes in with an average defense. So this kid has really had a phenomenal year.
Dave,
well deserved.
Dave, you're the head coach of any NFL team, and you need a quarterback, and your general manager comes to you and says, all right, Dave, we got to grab a quarterback. How do you like this Baker Mayfield guy? What do you say to be your quarterback?
Wow. I don't boy.
Come on.
Depends on how high I'm picking. I like his football awareness. I like his competitiveness. The guy can make plays in the pocket, out of the pocket. I think he's got a lot of Carson Wentz to him, but he's not 6'3". People are going to be down on his size. I would not be down on his size. I think he plays big. I would probably draft him. I think the guy's a football player. People compare him to Manziel. Don't do that. This kid fought and scrapped, and he walked on, and this kid, you know, he was a great player in high school. I mean, this guy has fought for everything he got. Nothing was given to this kid. And he's got some, you know, he's done some off-the-field things comparable, you know, to Manziel that make you a little nervous, but nothing to the point where it's, to that level without getting into it. So, no, do not make that comparison.
So
I would probably take him.
Would you take him in the first round?
Top 20 pick, Coach.
I could see him picking at 20th, yes. I could take him late in the first round. Absolutely, I could. You know, you need a quarterback. You know, and nobody's been more hard-headed about quarterbacks than me, but you can't win in this league without a quarterback, more so now than in the past. I wouldn't take him first. I think who goes first is going to be a real topic for college football fans. You know, is it Rosen? Is it Darnold? Who's the best quarterback in the draft? That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Dave, always great having you, man. Really appreciate you coming on this morning. Take care of yourself. Have a great week.
Okay, guys. Talk to you later.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.